The latest from podnews.net. Radio and podcasting winners from the Peabody Awards have been announced, and they're all podcasts. They're Believed from NPR, Buried Truths from WABE, Caliphate from the New York Times, and two episodes of Reveal for the Center of Investigative Reporting and PRX. Libsyn's The Feed usually contains some nice stats, and in the latest show for March, 62% of Libsyn's podcasts were downloaded from Apple Podcasts. The number two is Spotify with 9.6%, and Google Podcasts is at number eight with just 1.2%. In terms of countries, the US downloaded 63% of all Libsyn podcasts, then Canada, the UK, Australia, and Sweden. More stats, this time from Podtrac. Not everybody signed up to it. We should remind you its methods are proprietary and opaque, and it's US only. We get complaints if we don't remind you. The top 20 podcasts for March 2019 are out, and the company has also quietly revised their top 10 podcast publishers for the same period, correcting some stats from Wondery. And if you want some more stats, we link to statistics for the French podcast market, showing that Pippa is the number four podcast host in the country, SoundCloud number three, and Aoucha is the most popular independent podcast host. It is a French company. Michael Barbaro from The Daily is at an event in London on June the 6th. He'll be joined by New York Times journalists exploring the uncertainty caused by Brexit and the global implications of the nationalist undercurrent currently sweeping across both Europe and the United States. The event will be recorded by Intelligence Squared. Gimlet now has a formally recognised union, they've announced. We're giving our art away and then complaining about being broke. A challenging read, Tanner Campbell suggests that we redefine how podcasting works to fix what he calls podcasting's monetization problem, calling on us to create a singular publishing platform. The podcast directories like Apple, Google, Stitcher, and Spotify have to pay to access. PodX is a new podcasting convention for fans, creators, and professionals alike. It'll be held in Nashville in Tennessee in the US on May the 31st to June the 2nd. It's being run by the company behind BroadwayCon, LeakyCon, and Con of Thrones. Rabia Chowdhury and Aaron Mankey are on the lengthy list of announced speakers. Liz Nelson has joined Vox Media as editorial director of Vox Podcasts. She joins from Gannett. If you're in the US and on mobile, Pod News is now on Pandora. Yay! We've added a link and the link to add yours in our list of podcast directories, which you'll find in our show notes and in our newsletter. And if you can't wait, then we're at podnews.net/Pandora. Spotify's global head of advertising, Brian Benedict, talks about Spotify's monetization plans in an interview in the Australian marketing magazine Today. And Luminary's iOS app is not fully accessible to blind users with unlabeled elements and buttons. The company says that accessibility is work in progress. Meanwhile, the Android app for Luminary, which is still officially unreleased, had an update to fix a bug in Luminary's first 24 hours of launch. We note media coverage from Fast Company, who've listened to some of the exclusive podcasts available, and Kevin Goldberg from Discover Pods writes why Luminary is bound to fail. In our podcast section today, The Daily Talk Show. It bills itself as a conversation sometimes worth recording. It features two business owners, Josh and Tommy, who own Melbourne's big media company. They're new Pod News supporters today, so thank you. And iSurvivor returns for season two, along with six new stories of resilience and survival. And that's from Wondery and Art19. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.